Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, May 23rd. Today on Forbes, how Dollar General is spreading like hot gossip in tiny towns across the country. When a supermarket in Olive Hill, Kentucky, population 1500, went belly up, the owner approached Dollar General to see if the company had any interest in taking over the real estate. The answer was yes. In 2019, Dollar General relocated the store it opened 50 years previous to the supermarket's spot on the main drag, named after the town's most famous resident, late country singer Tom T. Hall. Then it proceeded to open three more Dollar Generals nearby, encircling the tiny town in the last year. With a speed seldom seen in the retail landscape, residents of Olive Hill went from one Dollar General to, figuratively at least, not being able to throw a rock without hitting one. Few other options exist. The closest Walmart or Kroger is 20 miles away, a costly trip when gas prices have soared past $4.20 a gallon. Residents are already struggling to stretch paychecks that average $28,000 a year, with a quarter of the population living below the poverty line. Larry West, a district manager for Dollar General who oversees the Olive Hill stores, says, quote, "We think of it as an underserved market. There are so many people that just do not want to travel 30 minutes to go to the grocery store." Quietly, Dollar General has become the biggest U.S. retailer by number of outlets, and the company continues to spread like hot gossip across tiny town America, opening roughly three new stores a day, many of them in places that real estate experts say couldn't support any other kind of retailer. Its 18,000-plus locations are more than McDonald's, Starbucks, or CVS, putting it within 5 miles of 75% of the population. This year, it will open another 1,100 stores and plans to nearly double its store count. Many customers do all of their weekly shopping there. Shoppers at the Olive Hill locations can buy bananas, onions, lettuce, deli meat, milk, and other basic groceries, in addition to everyday items like toilet paper, dish soap, and cigarettes. If there's a defining symbol of America in 2022, it may just be a bargain hunter scouring the aisles of a Dollar General in Olive Hill, Kentucky. Mark A. Cohen, director of retail studies at Columbia University's Business School, says, quote, "This is the corner grocery store on steroids. This customer has no place else to go." Forget the e-commerce era. Investors are on board with bricks and mortar, at least when done right. The company's stock price has nearly tripled in the last 5 years. New stores deliver robust after-tax returns of as much as 22%. Sales have risen every year since its IPO in 2009, during the depths of the financial crisis, with revenue growing sixfold to $34 billion. It's highly profitable, too, with more enviable margins than top big-box chains like Walmart and Target, as well as smaller rival Dollar Tree. For full coverage, check out Lauren Detter's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.